This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we learn about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Qadir, and we will tie it in with the name of Allah Al-Qadir. These two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala go hand in hand, as in they describe each other and the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Qadir is mentioned, as well as Al-Qadir and Al-Muqtadir, in the Quran multiple times, dozens and dozens of times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Qadir is the one who is able, the able, the one who is able to do whatever he wills and has no issues in doing them. There's no deficiency, there is no strain that comes upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing affects the plan of Al-Qadir. So he is able to do as he wills. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as an example that we take from the Quran, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِّنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to bring about a punishment from above you, from beneath you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the abilities to do so and whatever He wills. We know that Allah mentions in the Quran as well with regards to His ability to create. And we see this in the story of Isa alayhi salam with Maryam. Kun fayakun, be and it will be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Qadir has the power and might and strength to make anything happen as He wills. Now, the name of Allah Al-Qadir is very similar. The All-Powerful, the one whose ability is complete and perfect. So He is able to do as He wills, and He is powerful, nothing takes away from Him, and everything is perfect from His will and His plan, and everything He does is complete and fulfilled. So Allah Al-Qadir, Al-Qadir, has the ability to do as He wills. Now, this ties in with something that you and I know very well, which is known as Qadr, decree. or what Allah has willed to happen, what He has made to happen, to take place. Because everything is from the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Qadir, as much as he has the ability to do everything and anything and everything that happens that we see around us, including ourselves and the creation of the heavens and the earth, the creation of rizq, wealth, and how much we earn of it, and how much we are restricted from it. All of that is from the qadr, the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qadir. So He plans what is to happen and take place, and He executes it. Which is another name of Allah that we already took. And so we see that qadr itself, khayrihi wa sharrihi, the decree, the plan of Allah that plays out in front of us. For example, us being able to reserve a spot at Jum'ah today is from the plan of Allah. One may have tried for weeks and weeks and weeks to reserve a spot for Jum'ah and fails. And their neighbor in the house right next to them has been reserving every single week, whichever Jum'ah they want. That is the qadr of Allah, the decree of Allah, the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His plan, His decree, is from the pillars of our belief. The last or the sixth of the six pillars of Iman is that we believe in the decree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set forth before us, whether it is good for us or whether we feel it is difficult or not good for us. That is from the plan of Allah, the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll take some examples of its benefits towards us in the second half of this khutbah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, whoever denies the decree of Allah, whoever denies the plan, the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disbelieves in Allah. Let me say that again. Whoever denies the decree, the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qadir, disbelieves in Allah. Why is this important for us? Because there are from amongst us Muslims, or who say they are Muslim, who submit to Allah in so many aspects of life, but deny certain principles of our deen. So for example, and I'm not talking about all doctors, not at all. I have lots of respect for doctors, medical doctors, and I have many friends of mine who are some of the closest friends of mine who are medical doctors. But a doctor came to me once and was talking to me about his problems, a medical doctor. And I was asking him the very first question I usually ask people when there's problems in their life. How is your salah? I asked him, how is your salah? He says, Sheikh, I'm a medical doctor. I don't have time for prayer. Allah has chosen us to save people's lives. That response is a response of arrogance. A response that Allah has chosen me for something better than everyone else. And I don't need to do what Allah has decreed upon the people, which is to pray our salah. The most important thing for us to do from the pillars of Islam is, after believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the last and final messenger, is to fulfill our prayers. But to say, I don't have time for it, and Allah knows that I don't because He chose me for something else, which is to save lives, Allah doesn't make you save lives. Allah doesn't give us that ability. Allah makes us a means to assist others. But the cure is not from the doctor. The cure is from Al-Qadir. The cure is from Allah. So he is the one who makes the plan of this world. And just as much as we, now forget about the medical doctor, our own selves, just as much as we live our lives and go through things, there are always moments in our life where we start to feel down, or we start to feel sad, or we say, as the Prophet ﷺ said, you know, work hard, احرص على ما ينفعك, work hard towards what will benefit you. واستعن بالله, and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Seek help from Him. Fully submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues and he mentions that we should say, when something bad happens to us or something comes our way that may be displeasing to us, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَفَعَ وَقَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَفَعَ, that this is the plan of Allah and He does as He wishes. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, do not open the door of low. Don't say, if I had done this, had I done that, what if I did this or if I did that, then this would have been a different outcome. No. For saying if this or if that is opening a door to shaitan. Trust that what comes to us, whether good or bad, whether easy or difficult, whether, you know, beautiful or ugly, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Qadir. My brothers and sisters, remember the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, where he's riding behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him advice. And at the end of this advice that he gives to him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if the entire ummah was to get together and try and benefit you in some way, shape, or form, none of them, no one will be able to benefit you except what Allah has already decreed for you. And if the entire ummah or the entire world was to get together to try and harm you, none of them will be able to harm you except what Allah has already written for you. So the qadr, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is from our belief. Now, believing that Allah is Al-Qadir is so important because it purifies our heart. From the purification of our heart is believing that Allah is Al-Qadir. Illnesses of our heart, diseases of the heart include hatred, include jealousy. Sometimes we see someone else with something nicer than what we have. Or we see another person with less education than we have, but they make more money than we do. Or we see someone who is older than us, and they are in better health than we are. Whatever the case is, we should trust that Al-Qadir gave that to them. And He decreed for that to be a part of their life. And what I have of my wealth, and what I have of my health, and what I have of my family, and what I have of my time, and what I have of my education, and what I have of knowledge is from Allah. And if I have less than someone else, alhamdulillah. You see, trusting that Allah is Al-Qadir removes hatred from our hearts towards each other. It removes jealousy from our hearts towards each other. I am no longer jealous of someone else who makes more than me or has a better, more luxurious life than me. Why? Because I know that Al-Qadir, Al-Qadir, He gave that to him or to her. And what I have, He gave to me as well. And from the last things that we will take, another benefit of trusting and knowing and submitting to Allah as Al-Qadir is that it encourages us to continuously make dua and to continuously hope for more from Allah. For when we know that Allah's plan in this world, or when we know that what happens in this world is from the plan of Allah, then we submit to Al-Qadir and we continuously make dua and we ask Allah to help us and everyone else that is going through hardship, for that is pure submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Qadir. We see so many things happening around us in the world, and it is all from the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to make it easy for us to accept the qadr, the plan, the decree of Allah azza wa jalla. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا، اللهم بارك لنا في ديننا ودنيانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask you, Ya Allah, to grant and to shower your mercy and your blessings down upon every single one of us. We ask you, Ya Allah, to forgive us of our sins and to make it easy for us to understand your plan and to submit and accept the plan that comes to us. Ya Allah, we ask you and we beg from you to make it easy for all those that are suffering and struggling in different parts of the world. For we know that it is your decree, and we know that it is your plan, and we know that whatever comes of hardship to all human beings may be a blessing to them, but it seems like something difficult for us. So Ya Allah, please have mercy upon every single one of them. Those that are suffering, those that are struggling, those that have illness, those that feel pain, Ya Allah, remove it from them and grant them ease and patience. Ya Allah, please make it easy for every single one of us to attain higher levels of paradise, and make it easy for the family members of those that have lost their loved ones this week. We lost a young boy in Milton. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him and his family. We also have a brother, Mahmoud, a young boy who's in the hospital in a coma. Ya Allah, please grant him health and strength. We also have a sister, Dania, who's also just came out of a coma. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her and make it easy for her and grant her strength and health and grant patience to the family. Ya Allah, please make it easy for every single one of us in all the hardships that we go through in our lives to make us understand that this is from your plan and to accept and submit to you and you alone. Ameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Uzkuru Allah yadhkurkum wa ud'uhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikru Allah akbar wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Aqim as-salah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. حيّ الصلاة، حيّ الفلاح، أقامت الصلاة، أقامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جزاكم الله خيرا, my brothers and sisters, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and your family. Please do be cautious and patient on the way out. Let's try not to rush, and also remember to donate as generously as possible on the way out. جزاكم الله خيرا. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.